The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. I did verify it. I went the three-way route on that.
Yeah, it is.
I went to corner check. Of screen, cell phone tap, look at the paper. Boom.
There you go.
Yeah, they don't put it on the television, but they should. They just do time.
Good morning.
No, that's a solid point, Fab. Yeah. You can look at the corner of your screen on TV and find out the exact temperature outside and also the exact time, which usually you could look at a wall in your house or, you know, maybe ask your smart box, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
I have a dumb box.
That's some smart box.
God.
Hey, smart box. Paige,
dumb box.
Your box has made some bad decisions in the past, but let's not call it dumb.
Decisions.
Call it Grizzly.
Oh, Lord.
It's like
call it late for dinner.
Yeah. Does he get that many channels? It's not exactly smart. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. I mean,
I would look, well.
That I have for TV? Two.
Yeah.
It made me think of Sling Box.
God, from back in the day. Get your Sling Box. Clones, Sling Box.
Literally, like, I hope Jim Rome got a percentage of that company. Because
I feel like he started it, maybe.
That and Gillette.
And yesterday, I didn't even turn on the TV at all.
Without the Nixon cuts of a blade.
I know. It became a bit. I mean, I listened to Jim Rome back when I delivered pornography.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
I was a hardcore clone,
it's
man.
It's not funny.
It's weird. And, you know, oddly enough, I still will tune in and watch some of it digitally now.
I see you coming to neighborhoods, yeah. And they're like, thank God, it's the porn delivery, like, man. Yeah,
you want updates, you know. How's Janet? How are the boys doing?
Right.
Are they in college now?
Yeah. I want that kind of conversation.
Let's talk about the Nifty 650 again. Like, it was all Rome all the time.
But the sound effects, though.
Oh, used to scare me with this one right here, because you never knew when it was going to happen, but when somebody's call sucked, he'd give you one of these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good. He'd just hang up on it.
And it was loud, too. You never knew when it was going
to
happen.
It was like MJF, but as a talk show host, where he'd just be rude to you, and you expected it. It's like going to...
He loved it.
To Dick's Last Resort and the server being really nice and courteous to you.
Yeah,
That's not supposed to happen. Yeah.
Rack them, clones.
Did I do something wrong? You're being nice.
It's like, what if you went to Cracker Barrel and suddenly they were fully reenacting the times?
Oh, Lord.
Dude, some of the stuff they write on the little hats you get at Dick's now are a little, look, I know.
Suggestive.
Just flat out dirty.
Like what?
We know the bit, but if you... Okay, first off, I don't know who's to blame. You family for bringing your, you know, young teenage kids in there.
Right.
Or the servers for just flat out being nasty on the stuff they write on the little hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're talking about Last Resort, not Sporting Goods.
Oh, well, they're both.
Oh, really?
You know? They're like, well, these dickheads looking for a basketball. Hey, wear this for a second.
look at this F word. He needs a triple wide. Shoot.
He's looking for a golf club. I mean, it's only shaft he's playing with.
She says she wanted balls.
Do we have men's pink golf bags? I bet this guy's going to ask.
Oh, Lord.
I guess I can say it, though I hate saying it because it is very foul. But, you know, I know somebody who, you know, they went to Dick's on family vacation. No. They take their daughter with them. You know, daughter's 12 years old, and then, you know, they got the little hat on. And
yeah.
The server writes on the hat, "What's that smell?" And there's an arrow pointing down. And I'm like, I think we know what you're trying to say. Like,
that well, is... the arrow could be pointing to the mouth, meaning bad breath.
Very filthy.
I mean, was it a long hat?
I guess they look like Chef Boyardee hats.
Boyardee?
That you wear?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, I'd say, look, if I were the dad, I'd say, look, I know the bit. Believe you me, I'm just as cool as they come.
Right.
But if you write something else like this again, I might put your face through the wall.
Yeah, but you took him to Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, I know.
It's, you know, it's...
I've never been.
That's where they took my ID. They took the Matt Walker ID and nailed
Matt
it to the
Walker.
Wall.
I wonder if it's still there.
I don't know. I bet you they've done it so many times now that it's probably just been covered up. They're like, oh, we got to take the 90s era down and put it in the 2000s.
I would love to see a fake ID right now and see if we can see, like, tell apart.
Okay, so they still exist. I know this not firsthand, but secondhand, and it involves it involves an underage child.
You want to buy some cigarettes?
We'll say it was a girl, but it was a guy. And they got it locally. And you know what's crazy about it is it got used a whole bunch of times, and the parent's the one who found it in the wallet because the wallet was left in the laundry.
I bet the only way they knew was because the date was fake.
Or no, they knew just... they were... They, well, oh, I think it was the picture that gave it away.
Oh, okay.
Because the picture didn't...
Unless they knew, he just didn't have a license.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, he or she had a license. Them, they had a license.
Now, you said locally. Is the Asian Connection still in...
No, the Asian Connection's a bank now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I can go in there and get like $50 for only $40 now.
Say, I used to come in here and...
I used to come in here and get the old dealio. It's like, I'm going to...
We don't sell those.
She said, oh, man, going to get that five-finger discount. I was like, nah, he don't roll that way.
Mm-hmm. They're coming to the well.
I'll have to go out with him five first dates. No, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. The five-finger discount. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I felt bad for someone that...
That was a first date thing.
You'd make that joke. See, it wouldn't have worked.
No.
That's before dinner, actually.
That's like, come here.
You got to have something to keep you both motivated, right?
How do you tell a girl to come here? You do like that.
It's not
going to
work.
You need That's not what President Trump says.
You need a little bit more skills than that, buddy.
I'll grab you. Okay, well, I got four.
Just creepy.
God, I know. Man, that brings me back to high school when this guy that I played football with, no names for sure. Honestly, because I can't remember his last one.
Does he have all of his testicles? Can I ask that?
Yes, yes. And but he said one of the most, not in a sexually suggestive thing toward me, but a sexually suggestive thing toward women.
Oh, in general.
That startled me. And even when I think about it now, I'm like, God, I hope he didn't go out and R somebody. You know?
Oh, did you write it down?
I mean, I think I could say it where it wouldn't be too aggressive, but basically, like, you go up behind a... Okay, we'll do... God dang it. What's the game called where I'll
Pictionary. No, it's not Scrabble.
Not categories. What is it? Where
dang, advertising.
I pantomime it, and you describe it. I'm doing. What is that?
Shradio.
Shradio, yeah, okay. Yes.
All right.
Are you stood up? Pulled his pants up.
The chair is a woman, because I don't want to do this to Paige. I mean, I would if you would be into it, but I don't want to do it to you. All right.
So he's walking up behind the chair.
The chair is looking that way, right?
Okay, so they're both facing the wall. He's behind the chair.
Also standing.
The chair is standing. A little chair.
You just go up.
Jesus Christ!
That's vulgar.
How do you even...
And you know what the thing... Now, I don't know how you're going to say that, but here's the thing. He said... Even if you startled them, they would not tell you to quit.
He reached around and rubbed the front of the chair as like hard as he could.
Yeah.
And he stuck his tongue out when he did it.
No, he did.
And crossed one eye.
I did that just for your purposes. I wanted to make you laugh. But yeah.
Just because you think you know where the spot is doesn't mean you know what you're doing.
But just like.
We should try this.
I was just going to say.
I was like, boy, I imagine the people that he shared that with. That
she feels like she missed out now.
Hey, man.
No.
I heard this is what you do. Uh-huh. And they'll just turn around. It's like catcalling a woman. Is she going to ever stop and turn around and say, well, what we got going on over here, well, construction boys?
Hopefully. One day she'll just, you know what, I'm sick of it. Just let me go ahead and flash
the I'm just going to go ahead and G-bang all these dudes right now and just get it over with. Mm-mm. They won't catcall anymore, I guarantee.
I can't believe you. Look, crazy. Back in the day, some people had a reputation for maybe, you know, pinching an ass or two when there's a crowd
that
in the hall.
That was really big in like in my childhood, and these in TV shows and stuff.
These are complete strangers. Like, they don't know each other.
So I never saw him do this, but he just told me that.
Yeah.
He says, I'll give you some advice when it comes to girls. No matter who the girl is, you sneak up behind, you do that, and she will not get mad or tell you to stop. And I was like, good Lord, okay. You are a...
Good luck with that.
Like, where is that picked up? As a grandparent now, I think about that. Like, we can, you know, say the internet or a friend or a movie or whatever, but, I mean, crap. That's... I hear it right now. I'm talking about it. It's like,
that's
God.
That's just kind of...
Like, I think it's because I have a daughter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's totally what it is.
I mean, normally I kiss a guy first.
I hope as being a human being, I feel that way. Right? But I think that the fact that I, you know, if that ever happened, I was like, oh, no, boy,
You kind of kiss first and see if you have chemistry. Well, then you move to that. I'm sorry.
No, such a woman answer.
You got to feel
it out.
So
if he walked up and snuck up behind her and started kissing on her while he was doing that, it would be...
No.
He has to ask her.
You touch me, you're going to get a fist to your face.
Nice. Oh, the face? Oh, we don't get to pick where it goes?
We can't pick the...
No, I'm going to hit you.
Well, I'm not into that.
You got to lick the back of their neck like a lizard. You know,
because that's like pushing somebody.
Give them a hickey.
And it's creepy because when I was 13.
Oh, God.
I need to get to music, first off.
No, this is creepy. I was.
Scott Joplin.
Riding a bike with a friend. The friend had already gone in.
Hold on a minute.
Do I got it?
Hold
this
on.
Is a story.
I'm taking notes now because I would have. This is not that I'm fact checking it, but that's what. You're 13. Okay.
Yes. So we were riding bikes, and my friends have gone on.
What kind of bikes? Was it the ones with the. The big tall wheel and the small wheel?
No, they were 10 speeds.
Oh, plus, okay. Is that code for, were they actual bikes? Or?
Yeah, bikes.
Brothers named bikes.
No, I mean, I did have a racing 10 speed later on that a boyfriend bought for me, but this was just a regular bike.
So it's not black lesbians?
No. So they're all in the store. I'm locking them up. Okay, so I want to make sure I lock my bike up.
Okay, lock on bike.
I'm 13. Bent over, I stand up, and some guy did. Like, goose me.
See, that's what I was talking about with the butt back in the day.
Yeah, like he rubbed, and I like screamed.
From front to back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She screamed, don't stop.
Ooh. No, I screamed, somebody help me. And the guy ran off, and I didn't see.
He ran off.
I mean, it was a creepy guy.
Oh, yeah.
To me, that's creepy.
Might have burned his hand, who knows?
It could have been the Zodiac Killer. Was it San Francisco?
The Zodiac Killer, my mom always thought was my stepfather.
God.
She always thought he was.
Some people thought he wasn't a real person.
Yeah. They thought it was
from the documentary.
A group of people that were going in and doing it. Or the copycat crap.
Oh,
is
yeah.
So like weird. Like, be original people.
He was the West Coast Gooser.
I don't know who that was.
Did he make like a funny noise when he did it?
No, he just came up from behind me and just grabbed me and went front to back. Yes.
He should have had a trademark. Yeah, like a trademark noise or something like that.
And I remember screaming, and my friends ran out, are you okay? Because we are going to.
I'm thinking of like Looney Tunes sound effects. Like,
and this happened at the Hub.
Boom, pow.
In Fremont. The Hub.
Yeah. Right there.
Little shopping center.
I said, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, that's creepy. So your friend, I'm like, that is not going to get the ladies. I'm sorry, unless you really know somebody.
Are you the West Coast Gooser?
the West Coast Gooser.
I can't do a goose sound.
I don't know what they sound like. I think it's a deaf person having love.
It does. Making. It sounds like a deaf horn.
And to me,
is what a goose sounds like, a deaf horn.
I'm just thinking it's some dirty old man. I don't know.
You know, what if it was a clean young woman? Would you?
It was definitely a man.
Dirty old man.
Just comes up behind you and
just goosed you. I wonder why they call it goosing.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm not going to look it up, but. Just curious about that.
I would like to know.
Rich Gossage is the guy who started doing it. That's why they call it goosing.
Ah, that's, yeah. He wouldn't smack his teammates on the butt.
He was very
shoving baseball up their ass.
That's right. He was very straight. Looked like James Hetfield in the face, if you ever looked at him.
It was just weird.
He really did.
So to me,
what
your friend was doing, or if that was your friend or acquaintance, is just downright creepy.
James Hetfield would go, give me fuel, give me fire, give me
Like, there you go.
Oh, okay. So you want to know what this means?
Perdonation.
Start jumping.
What does it mean, goosing?
So it said it came from the mimic of like a pinch, but they're saying the motion of it is like a goose's beak.
Ooh.
It's a sharp poke.
Don't pinch that. I mean, okay, so there's a difference then. Goosing, in my mind, is what Paige said, where you go, you know, you basically, let's call it checking the oil. And then... That sounds like you just pinching somebody's rear end, which is, you remember like sitcoms and stuff? Like somebody would just go up behind it. They may not ever show it, but you just see the person like Yeah. You know, the woman would like, oh, what are you doing? Like in 9 to 5 or
this is full on like you're walking through the portal, if you know what I'm saying.
And you know, yeah. we wore tighter jeans and like, you know, those high waisted jeans.
Sing it, Conway.
High waisted jeans at the time.
I wonder if it was drink water. It's like, oh, these jeans are so tight. I can't get in here.
I can't get into these jeans.
Drink water, that was way before.
Well, I'm trying to goose you and I can't do it.
This was the 13s, Fat Boy. You're thinking of the 16s.
I mean, I was young. I was riding a bike. Because I started driving at 15, so it couldn't have been then, you know.
Wow, what a time. Getting goosed at 13, driving at 15, and dating an un-American at 16.
Look at that. So she was in the Foreigners and Backside Action.
Well, I liked him because he was nice, and was he a good athlete.
But did you get any crap for that? Because that, in that time period, it was like made in America, you know, textiles, cars made in America. No, and then you hear her dating an Aus.
We weren't officially dating because we didn't announce it.
Just banging on the side.
Yeah. Well,
I would say I accidentally fell on his penis. Like I didn't. It wasn't planned.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm laying there, right, playing with a soccer ball.
No, it happened because he had a.
Did he say anything crazy at the end of sex, like Australian would?
I can't remember.
But like, did he say anything?
The awkward thing about it is we did it in his dark room.
If any Australians are listening, call in or text what you say at the end of sex.
Yeah, tell us your favorite kind of cheese, too, growing up.
Are you like us? Do you just cuss like crazy? I asked my cousin, who's the preacher. I was like, hey. And he didn't answer me. He just walked off. He knew it was a joke.
I don't like that.
I said, man, at the end of sex, like, what do you say? Like, good gracious. Or, I mean, you know, what do you say? He just smiled, walked away. But I'm serious. Like,
just grab him by the shoulder and say, hey.
Hey, I'm serious, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? High five him? Go, hey, way to go, dude. No, well, you don't.
Well, he has a wife.
But see, with Drinkwater, it was an accident because he wanted to show me his photography. And the dark room, which was the bathroom at his house.
He showed you something else.
Those rooms are weird, too, because it's got that red light on there, and it kind of just screams haunted house.
No, it was cool, and his photography was really good. And then he started kissing me, and I don't know how it happened.
And then you just fell on his.
I accidentally.
His Dugan.
He said, "I think I might have me a Vegemite sandwich."
Oi, oi, oi!
I don't think so.
Can't you come in here, the dark room? You could pay in here too if you wanted to. You can make pictures and pay.
And we had like an atrium in our house, and the fence was on the other side, so he was like. Hi, mate. You want to come see my photography? And I was like, sure.
Mike. You can develop pictures and pay.
We got to make pictures in the bathroom. You can pay and make pictures. You can make pictures with pay if you want.
But don't make number two because it will make the pictures crinkle up.
Oh, no. Yeah. The crinkly crinkle on the edges.
My Australian accent goes to nail.
Take the pay.
Don't take a poo in there and mess up my pictures.
Well, he was tall and he kind of had long hair.
Like he used a bathtub as the thing you like laid the water or the chemicals you laid in.
Oh, no, it was in the sink. They had a really big sink.
If you're going to drop a loaf, you got to go somewhere else.
He had like the whole setup, his bathroom.
Oh, man.
It was nice.
That's crazy.
And he had the stuff hanging in the shower.
Oh, the pictures. I bet. You had it like you have it. Mm-hmm. All right. So, better than whatever, you know, normally the veering off is, you know, normally you're like struggling with the car to get it back on. You know? But like that one's one where I just like laid back in the back seat and let you just drive. That was fun. Mm-hmm. That was real good. Can you do that for 3.5 more damn hours?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
It's a 9:51. Eastern time.
Not for real though. Best damn audio today is a Fat Boy especially wanted to get it down to one segment. And we were off on vacation, Fat Boy he texted and said, "Dude, I want to go back to work tomorrow. I just got so much best damn audio just now."
Then I said, "And immediately come home after the segment."
Right. Yes. I think I dropped a cuss word on that. And we just moved on our way and went and shot fireworks.
Yeah.
So one of mine today has an extreme amount of bleeps in it, but I hope it still translates through all the bleeps.
Mine's a local video that went viral, and it takes place at a Dollar General in Hodges.
Oh, it's not the fight downtown.
Shout out Greenwood. Okay. No, that one did blow up too, though.
You know, Dollar General gets so much free advertising, but it's usually in crime stories.
It really is.
What happens there?
They're using debit cards there and all kinds of stuff. All right.
Throwing Mountain Dews at people?
The phone number is 1-800-774-0093. The text number, 1-800-774-0093.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I like the dramatic drum.
Do they still do band stuff?
Tour?
Are they still together?
Band stuff.
They do band stuff.
Like songs and whatnot.
They
I love it.
Lead singer, I forget his name, he did like solo stuff for a little while. Not like Sokoa. He didn't dye the top of his hair blonde and shave his...
He didn't tape his thumb and start stabbing people with it?
No, he didn't stab people in the throat.
We need you to have a finisher. What if I tape my thumb, and I know it's no towel like Samoa Joe, but what if I tape the thumb and just like stab people with it?
Do it.
I don't see why not.
I mean,
just don't ask me to take a pay cut.
Baron von Roski, it puts you in the claw.
Yeah, and he just wore the underwear too.
Yeah, you know, he was framed up as, you know, being from a, you know, he wasn't from parts unknown. He was from a Reich of some kind when they would announce him early on, and then they pull back on that, of course, as they should.
Don't say it again. Did you see they asked Sheamus to take a pay cut?
He quit.
Well, they canceled his contract.
Oh, I thought he quit.
Well, they asked him to take a big pay cut, and he told him to hit the bricks.
Oh, so he quit.
Well, they canceled his contract.
What?
Like, he didn't quit. They pretty much fired him, essentially.
If Hendro came in here, that's what I call him, we're close.
Hendro.
Yeah.
If Mark Hendrick came in here, not to be confused with Chef Clark Hendricks.
No.
From the restaurant.
And if you think you know him, you don't know him unless you're from Stanton, Iowa, then you might know him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, big teacup. Yeah. That's where all the Dutch came to Stanton.
No.
I'm going to get a meeting later.
I don't know any words to this song, but I sing along like I do.
How do you know so much about my background, Fatty?
How do you?
Come in here for a second.
He doesn't have social media. I mean, he does, but they're all like, they look like bot profiles. But it's really just for him to go on and like look at station stuff.
Pretty much.
Like, I want to know about, I tell Jug this all the time. Jug Clements.
Jug Hendricks.
Can you imagine? Paige, make that.
What?
Can you do a thing where you take a picture of two people and make it merge together as one, like what they would look like?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see what Jug Hendricks would look like.
Jug Hendricks.
Especially Jug, bald, with a elongated skull.
See, it couldn't be Mark Clemens because there's probably already a Mark Clemens that would sue us.
It may not let me do that because...
Because Jug is so famous. Mm-hmm. NASCAR owns his likeness.
Because you're out of credits, maybe.
Ooh, you need some more coins.
Mine is a paid service because I do it for my...
God
damn!
Man, that's how freaking Anthropic is making so much money.
Yeah, well, I have to do it because I do... I use it constantly.
Oh, do you have to show? So before you start making up somebody, do you have to show them digitally what they would look like before you can start?
Oh, yeah. Do you use like a Snapchat filter? Like, look what you look at wearing a Carmen Sandiego hat.
I do nice artwork like that.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Well,
I sell my product.
Make Jug.
Okay. Well, that's like a right print ad.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make me a service merchandise bras page?
Whatever you want me to do.
I feel like I was 12 again.
I know.
Go straight to the bras.
Matthew, was a lingerie ripped out of Sears catalog.
Then Roger moved in, and Roger's dad had a ton of Hustlers and Penthouse, so we didn't need the service merchandise anymore.
Oh, man.
We got exposed to real women.
I had one issue of Easy Rider magazine from 85 that I saved till like 1989. And I saved it.
I like going back.
Boy, did I save it.
I like going back and looking at the old ones.
You know what? That's one of the, you know, you think about Playboy. Seen a new Playboy? Like just pornography magazines in general. And you would go back and look at the ones of like I remember when I found out that one of the Price is Right models, Diane Parkinson, had been in Playboy. And it was, you know, years prior. Anytime you'd see old Playboys, you'd go, oh, who's a celebrity that got famous or whatever? And just that is such a way to look at how the female body has changed over the last 50 years.
I guess. Yeah. Like you look by decade, 60s.
It's I don't know if you attribute it to our diet, you know, or I'm not even talking about underwear hair. I'm talking about like the female body shape in general.
Dude, the 60s were a nice time.
It was like Hooters. It seemed like every woman in the 60s had nice toddies.
They really did.
I said toddies. Yeah. That's fine.
I think women.
You just about had a heart attack.
Me having a heart attack.
You know what
attack,
I'm saying,
huh?
Though? That the shape. They used to say that the old gas pumps were shaped like the kind of woman they wanted. You know, real tall at the bottom, slim in the middle, and then big at the bottom.
But now it's kind of like, you know, pear
fat bottom girl.
Pear shaped is kind of like the thing.
I
don't know
it's
why.
It's weird. Between the plastic surgery and just the padded pants. I'm not even looking as kind of like a sexual way. But you in the gym, you just kind of noticing the fashion.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the way the back of the girls' shorts, workout shorts are, they come up as almost like there's a padding of underwear in there, but it's not. It's like a padding to make their ass look bigger.
Whoever made leggings.
I want to go goose them and find out if it's real or not. That's a reset.
Yeah. God. Yeah, they like I don't know how to say I guess like the shape.
Like the shape is just it's completely my father would describe a certain shape of breast as champagne glass.
It's like a
it was kind of like the
more poofy.
I don't know.
More poofy on the hands.
Paige, you're a woman. What have you seen? And do you look at women in the gym when they get naked?
I had this conversation about bodies in the gym with having surgery just yesterday with Ollie.
Well, I know. I have an air tag on you.
And I was wondering, with fat distribution in your body, if you're taking fat from one place and putting it surgically into the rest, would your body compensate and put the fat back?
It's like, that ain't butt fat. That's thigh fat. That's from your haunches.
You have gobs of fat that's trying to travel back to where it belongs.
God.
It's like, is that what you're describing? I can't make the picture any bigger. But
yes. I mean, I don't know. That breast shape.
The bra?
That kind of deformity looks like me.
That ain't deformed. By God.
Yeah,
that's
horrible.
That's touched by the hand of God.
You're
not in a touched way where you talk about a slow kid. I'm talking about touched.
I mean, those are damn near perfect.
I know. And look at the one to the left of her, the one out in the yard there on your screen. Look at that.
Oh, God.
I mean, my God, man. I'm not saying you girls today aren't hot as hell.
Okay.
Really, but it's just a different.
Want to work the QT in this morning?
I want to know about the ecology or the.
I just saw it. I just saw a glimpse of it.
Oh, my God.
That's got to go up. That's content.
Okay,
right there.
Put that up and tag them both.
Yeah, what the hell?
Send it to me. I will. Send it to me.
What are you guys doing?
That's some of your best work, Paige.
You're talking about old knockers and making me a race car driver. Yeah.
Okay.
Paying you guys for this?
Have you noticed anything with the male body, Paige? I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. Has that changed?
Don't effeminate us too much, but what have you noticed?
Has the gimmick changed?
We know the underwear hair changes decades.
I don't think.
Have the boys changed? Like,
no.
More oblong now?
I mean, because guys have been working out for a long time. You know, that hasn't really changed that much.
Since the cave days.
Because guys aren't getting plastic. Well, I mean, maybe they are when they're getting pec implants and calf implants.
You ever run up on a man where you think his rear end's been bleached?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Remember the guy that called? Five times he's done it. Bleached his A's.
I've had people ask me to do that, and I say, okay, once again, I didn't.
Why would they ask you to bleach yours?
I did. Take that training. I may hurt you.
Is this a Bible track? No, it's a brochure for you to get bleached.
I honestly think this is my best picture ever.
Why don't you take a Clorox enema and get out of here?
I don't even know what chemicals to buy because I'd have to go to the store and say, excuse me, but I need your bottom bleaching stuff. How much is that going to cost me?
Well, I mean, yeah.
God, look at these hangers. Which I don't mind, by the way, but I mean, that's
no,
nice.
I mean,
that's like, ugh. Look at
no, it's not either.
We're looking at actual clothes hangers.
Women started listening to other women what they thought the body should look like and not men, and that's the problem.
Too big.
This is actually Paige's Alan Mills, a high school picture.
Looks like me.
You know where
I swear to God, all booby.
Oh, jeez. Man.
That's horrible. That poor woman.
But the, I don't know. The shape happened. Now you I am.
I'll help her hold them
up. Do you think, and I mean this from a total scientific way and not in some kind of whatever far thing, but do you think the intermingling of other ethnicities kind of just shaped? I'm being very serious when I say this. Because you know, like, women from certain countries have, they're shapelier. They're women from other ethnicities are shapelier.
Some of the, like we said the other day, the tribal women were, I mean, they had nice.
Yeah. Ones. So do we think that, and I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying, like, do we think that's what changed? It had to have, right?
I don't know if certain body parts have just some kind of evolution
know.
To go through.
It's like when dog doo-doo used to be white, and now it stays the same color. This is what getting old does to you. You've seen the shape of body parts change. You're like, God, I sound old. Put me in a home now.
Oh, boy.
But, you know.
I'm coming home.
You know.
I can't even sing that song anymore because Diddy talked on it.
Oh, God, no.
I know. He ruined everything.
Ew. Baby oil, though, is starting to come back in stores, I saw.
Oh, is it?
Prominently featured on end caps. That's what they call them in the business.
Okay, you're good. Paige?
Sure.
No cap.
No cap on that.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, okay. Well, we do have an update on Chuck Wright, former Sheriff Chuck Wright. We talk about him. And also, little stupid criminals out there. We'll find out what they did. All that more coming up in your Rice Guys headline.
You're talking about the same thing?
No. Something completely
Free
different.
Free Chuck? Is that what you're saying? Free Chuck?
No. I wonder what that's going to be. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. But what's that going to, like, you're now going to be in there with people that maybe you helped put there? But though they did it to get there. But
they
you
did.
Know what I'm saying? Like, you know, ooh, wee. Ooh. I don't know, man.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Harsh penalty, maybe.
Ah!
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with former Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. He pleaded guilty to federal crimes, which involved public funds, drugs, and wire fraud.
Chuck!
And after yesterday, he was told that he would serve up to 41 months in federal prison.
I'm shocked by that. I literally said on this show yesterday, he's not going to get any jail time. I'm literally shocked.
Yeah, I didn't think he would because they said he paid back or started to pay back some of the prostitution or whatever when you owe people money.
Restitution.
That's it.
But that doesn't negate the fact you did it. Like, if you rob a bank and then they catch you, and you're like, all right, fine, take the money back. All right, go on your way now.
So
give us that money back. You're fine. You know,
don't do it again.
Like that. Especially when you are the, like, it's a different standard when you are the one doing it, you know?
I would imagine, now it's federal prison, so there's no parole, but I would imagine he would get out early, right, for good behavior.
See, I don't know what that would be like.
He'll still do that?
Again.
Well, this is all I know. At the sentencing, is the judge.
If Buford
ruled
Pusser got arrested, you know, what would that be like?
Against the defense, they requested a lighter sentence yesterday after more than 3 hours in the federal courtroom in Greenville County. So this is what happened. He will serve at least 85% of the sentence, according to the United States Attorney, District of South Carolina.
So, what is that?
3 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
85% is what he has to do. He will also have to pay restitution.
Restitution.
Which is more than $462,000, which
he sold his body.
He's already paid.
Not soliciting. He was the prostitute.
You know, I'm sure he has a degree already because he was sheriff. Maybe he'll get another one when he's in prison. That's what prisoners seem to do. They get degrees. And
Well, I think South Carolina, didn't they put a mandate to stop that?
Did they?
I was one of the ones bitching about it because I was like, why get arrested and then you got people out here working their asses off, don't get free college education? Why are you going to give it to criminals? That's well, we're trying to reform them when they get out. Well, you're pissing off people that are out here. They're going to commit crimes to go in there and get a free one.
So we'll find out when Alan Wilson wins. No gambling for anybody.
Yeah.
He has to show up at Jessup Federal Prison in Georgia within the next 45 days.
Well, I don't know about that one. I thought he'd go to Butner or somewhere.
Where is Jessup?
I've heard of it. I don't know where it is on the map.
J-E-S-U-P.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he got to pick?
No.
I don't think so.
Some guys, they let some of the, like, well, some of the higher up mob guys, they could pick where they wanted to go. Like, it's like part
with
of
a job like that, you have pull, but does that pull immediately go away when this happens? Like, are you back down at the bottom of the ladder as far as,
I don't know,
you know, or does that, that
some of these guys said if they're going to catch a charge, they wanted to go to California so they get to Terminal Island. Like, that's where they wanted to end up federally.
Why?
Because it was on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
They go out for the wreck, and, you know,
I would be fine. Like, I feel like if I would prefer solitary confinement. I think I would.
23 hours a day, though, in a small-ass cell?
Well, I mean, it's more safe.
You can only crank it for so much.
Well,
it's not more that. Safe. You don't want to be someone's bitch.
Plus, I think if I did something to get in there, I need that. I need that to rehabilitate myself. Just being there with my own damn thoughts and get it right.
I think they'll let you out for an hour for rec, right? Or a shower.
You want to go out on the courtyard? That's dangerous.
Courtyard by Marriott?
No. We're assuming it would be for him, but would he go in there and be a shot caller, you know, knowing his experience?
Want to be a shot caller.
Because how many people did he put away federally?
I don't know. So I don't know how that goes. If you're a former sheriff that was arrested and went to jail, tell us what that was like. We're really interested in it. I mean, it's an interesting kind of dynamic to think about, you know, being the you know, you've seen it before.
I don't get how it was federal because of his position.
Federal money, yeah.
Oh, money.
Like, think about, like, if you go in your neighbor's mailbox, that's a federal crime. That's so crazy.
So he has two conspiracy charges for wire fraud and stealing from programs.
Do you mean take a dump?
I was going to say that time you took a dump in that guy's mailbox.
Yeah.
Which, see, I misheard him.
He was asking for it.
I was like, how did you get up on the mailbox to do it? But he did it in something and then shoved it in.
And he's
the
also charged with obtaining controlled substances.
I was actually.
Misrepresentation.
I was hearing voices because the mailbox itself was a fish. You seen those green fish mailboxes?
Oh.
He said, feed me. Feed me.
Are you being serious?
I've never seen that.
Like, all right, I'll feed you, but I really got to go to the bathroom.
Dude, did I ever tell you this story? This was a true story right off Pine Knoll Drive in Greenville. It's right after I got
shout out.
At a high school. I was going down the back road there, leaving Wade, and I saw on the side of the road someone was throwing away a canoe. Like, it was
that's cool.
This is a true story. The canoe's just sitting there, and I'm like, I drove a Jeep Wagoneer at the time. I'm like, shoot, maybe something's wrong with it. I don't know, but I'm gonna grab it and throw it in here. So I go to pick it up, and it wouldn't move. And then I looked, and somebody had made a mailbox out of a canoe. I was trying to steal this son of a bitch because I thought it was trash on the side of the road.
Oh, I saw that.
I you talk about going into their mailbox. Yes. I was trying to steal some bitch. I didn't know it was a mailbox. They were just a creative soul.
Dude, if the school would have found out, they might have tried to transfer you to better skills.
Oh, Lord, I'd have been in Hooventude.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.